Cadillac with the chrome body and the red, you know, the red screw-on thing on the end, and the reflector, you know, when you get a little age on it, starts flaking off. Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. I had a bad experience. I was 12 or 13 with deer stand. I didn't ever do too much deer hunting. I just couldn't get into it. But Dad had a deer stand out in the shop. Had a cable on the front of it, two piece, where you stand on the bottom and then you raise it up and you sit down and then raise the bottom. You just walk up the tree or whatever with it. And he went to work one day and I was going to get out there and climb the thing. So he got a telephone pole down, runs down through the pasture. And I decided I'd go down there and climb that telephone pole and learn how to do it, you know. And I don't know, I probably got 8 to 10 feet up it, and cable slipped, or I got out of sync or something, and went right down the telephone pole, still in the deer stand, but closed my legs up trying to slow the thing down. And, you know, Duke Power back in the day, they climbed telephone poles with spikes. You know, they didn't have no bucket trucks. So, and that kind of peels the bark back, you know, little strands on the thing. Anyway, that old creosote wood, I mean, it splinters all in my inside of my legs. And the creosote, man, that stuff burns bad. But I guess I had a really bad experience with it, and I've never been in a deer stand since. I mean, it took Mama spent several hours picking those pieces of wood out of my kneecaps. And, you know, so, yeah, I know what you mean with deer stand and all, but we went to hog hunting instead of deer hunting, and it was a little bit more active, you know, dogs and guns and then the fellowship, and, you know, it's something about hunting an animal that can hurt you that's a little bit different than hunting an animal that can't, you know. And I think that was Daddy's deal, you know, big Russian boar, you know, that kind of adrenaline, I guess. If that's what you want to call it.
I had one of them slipping down the tree things myself. And those border climb stands are what I used the last time I hunted with a stand. That's been 25 years, well, more than 25 years ago now. But when I slid down, it was called, they called it a fox squirrel, and it had one little band on it. There's a little old bitty stand. You could stand it, you couldn't sit on it, or you couldn't, if you stood on it, you better be strapped that tree too to bow hunt out of that thing. I slid down that thing on a pine tree, and it was luckily I had my coat and pants, you know, were heavy enough where it wasn't like going down a telephone pole. It tore my pants and my coat up. But, yeah, you know, said, I'm going to have to go over here a minute, but I'll tell you what a guy told me about deer hunting. He said, you got to remember, he said, if you hunt an animal that's looking for a doe, and he said, think about how fair that is, and he's right. Well, listen, I'm going to have to close out here, and I'll talk to you tomorrow probably sometime. Hope you have a good evening. It was a real pleasure talking to you. Of course, we got off down 4 or 5 rabbit holes away from Packet Radio, but... That's where stuff goes when you start, you know, yapping away from me. We'll holler at you later sometime. You have a really good evening to get some rest. Hope you have a great day tomorrow. KO4NUE, N4DJC, I'll be clear after you.
I enjoyed it as well. It's always a pleasure to talk with you. And you have a nice evening. And I hope you have a wonderful day tomorrow, March Sunday. I hope you have a good good day. Enjoy the weather, and falls are coming. So with that, Jerry, be safe, and I'll be clear.